I lunged forward in a surprise attack. But he was somehow ready. With ease, he caught my blade between his offhand dagger and his rapier and ripped my sword from my hand. In an instant, he nicked my other shoulder. I gritted my teeth, feeling my irritation simmer. But I kept my mouth shut because I knew better than to be a sore loser.
3-2.
Amusement gleamed in the king's eyes.
Next touch ties it.
Torin's sword was up, and his little smile suggested he had full confidence. I sensed that he knew he'd figured me out, that this final point would go in his favor. I'd do my best to make sure it didn't. I raised my blade, and Torin immediately advanced. His rapier weaved around in a serpentine motion, but I wasn't used to looking out for a dagger, too. I backed away, unable to watch the two blades simultaneously. His rapier slashed, and I parried it. He counter-parried, and I leapt to the side to avoid being caught by his blade. He lunged at me with his dagger. But I ducked under his blow and slashed up with my own. Sadly, Torin was ready, deflecting my blade away with the hilt of his rapier.
That's not going to work.
As I steadied myself, he whipped forward and stabbed with his dagger. Somehow, I managed to defend, catching the tip of his rapier in the guard of my own. The blades of our daggers sparked against one another. Torin pushed, driving my dagger arm down and his own dagger toward my throat.
Yield!
The velvety tone brought to mind the feel of his magic inside me. No! My arm shook, and his dagger inched closer and closer. He was going to use his size and strength to score the final point. He knew it, and I knew it. What he didn't know was that I always fought to win, and that included with more than just a blade. I lifted my leg and brought my foot down hard into his kneecap. The king dropped his blades. Slowly, Torin stooped to one knee, the muscles in his jaw working. The wind whipped over his hair, and I had the sense that he was mastering control over himself. I leveled my blade at Torin's throat.
Sorry, darling. No rules.
You yield. I knew it had to hurt, but as a fae, he'd heal exceedingly quickly. After all, he wasn't like the fragile humans buried here. Torin looked up at me, his jaw working. Slowly, his lips slid into a charming smile.
Looks like I absolutely picked the right person.